Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Pasco County Fire Rescue says a 75-acre brush fire has led to the closure of Starkey Park. Gyms can reopen Monday in Florida. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Governor DeSantis also will allow restaurants to increase to 50% capacity. The governor says even theme parks have been put on the path to reopening, but before that happens, operators will be asked to submit a safety plan to the state. The Hillsborough County State Attorney's Office announced today that it has dropped the case against a pastor who was arrested for ignoring safer at home directives by holding crowded church services. The state attorney says since his arrest, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has maintained responsible social distancing on his church campus while engaging with community leaders in a dialogue about the best path forward for his congregation. It goes on to say that further prosecution or punishment would not provide increased protections for our community and is not needed to achieve any additional change in Pastor Howard Brown's behavior. 20 years ago, the Hillsborough River was severely damaged. WMNF's Janet Scherberger has this update on the health of the river that runs through the heart of Tampa.
Withdrawals for the city's growing population had starved it of fresh water, making it unfriendly to wildlife. But thanks to a recovery plan developed in 2007 by environmental groups, the Southwest Florida Water Management District, the City of Tampa, and others, that's changed. Phil Compton is a local organizer for the Sierra Club and co-founded Friends of the River in 1999 to rally support for the Hillsborough River.
So in the last 12 years, we've seen a lot of the fish and wildlife come back. So you have the conditions for the little fish, the anchovies, and then you see the bigger fish like snook and dolphins coming upriver now, which we didn't used to see here.
The river recovery plan that improved the environment for fish and birds and other wildlife requires releasing water into the river from a variety of sources to maintain minimum flows. It also requires the Water Management District to review the status of the river every 5 years for 15 years. The second 5-year review is set to be filed with the district board on Tuesday. River advocates say the Hillsborough River still needs more water. Sid Flannery is a retired chief environmental scientist with the district who now volunteers with Friends of the River.
Based on the district's recent 5-year assessment and also the supplementary analysis report that I did, it's pretty clear that additional freshwater flows would benefit the ecology of the Lower Hillsborough River. And these freshwater flows are within the limits of the recovery strategy that was adopted for the Lower Hillsborough River.
Friends of the River say they'd like to see the city release the 7 million gallons per day of freshwater that is transferred from the Tampa Bypass Canal for minimum flows, up from the current 5.3 million gallons a day currently released. Regional water utilities currently withdraw about 112 million gallons a day from the river and the Tampa Bypass Canal for use by residents. About half of that is used to water lawns. Compton notes the additional water the river needs is a tiny fraction of current withdrawals.
The fresh water isn't fresh enough, and the dissolved oxygen levels aren't quite high enough. They could be a little higher, so we're just talking about a tweak to the system that we have in place right now.
The recommendations are set for consideration in August during a series of stakeholder meetings. City of Tampa Water Director Chuck Weber said he's eager to have the conversations with Friends of the River and other stakeholders, noting that it's important for everyone to agree on what full recovery of the river looks like. Compton said Tampa Mayor Jane Castor has demonstrated strong support for the river since taking office a little over a year ago and hopes she will agree that full recovery requires more fresh water.
So there may come a time when people need to speak to Mayor Castor and say, Mayor Castor, I love the river. Please make it healthier. And that's the whole thing. Do you love the river? Let's have a healthy river. And we all need to work together to do that. And the good news is, it won't take much.
For WMNF, this is Janet Scherberger reporting.
President Trump said that he's hopeful to have a coronavirus vaccine on the market by the end of the year or shortly thereafter. Moncef Slaoui, former pharmaceutical executive who Trump has tapped to serve as the administration's virus czar, said that early trial data suggests that a few hundred million doses of vaccine will be delivered by late 2020. Most other public health officials say there's not likely to be a widely available vaccine for at least a year. Republicans who control the Michigan legislature are urging a judge to strike down stay-at-home orders and other restrictions related to coronavirus safety. They say Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has trampled their authority in determining statewide emergencies. The clash in Michigan is the latest between Democratic governors who have shut down businesses and ordered people to stay home in response to COVID-19. Many Republicans believe the steps are excessive. The dispute in Michigan centers on a conflict between two laws dealing with emergencies and disasters. This week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against Governor Tony Evers, clearing the way for bars and restaurants to open. Well, tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and hot, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.